Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it?
Look behind you.
Red Rum! Red Rum!
Oh, just some scary movie.
Michael?
Why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
For Friday movies this week, Rafer Guzman was too scared to come into the studio. He's filled with horror and wanted to share his thoughts on a genre that all of a sudden has lost its fear of socially relevant themes, he says, and has found a way to use cultural tension to scare people out of their wits. Get out, you say. That's so public radio, you say. Well, I say to you, get out. Rafer Guzman is our film critic and for Newsday.
Terrorism, nuclear war, climate change. There are a lot of things to fear in 2017, and that's not helped by the fact that a country considering a giant wall probably doesn't feel at ease. Maybe that's why this year is shaping up to be a big one for horror movies, with about 20 films of the genre currently slated for release.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
There's something therapeutic, almost Freudian, about horror movies. They're a subconscious bait and switch. They scare us with one monster when we're really afraid of something else. Take an old classic like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Your new bodies are growing in there. They're taking you over, cell for cell, atom for atom. There's no pain. Suddenly, while you're asleep, they'll absorb your minds, your memories, and you're reborn into an untroubled world.
Where everyone's the same.
Exactly.
That movie came out in the 50s, the Cold War decade. We didn't think space aliens would suck out our souls. We thought the communists would.
Das Verdanya.
Here's a more obvious example. Cat People from 1942. It's about a beautiful woman who becomes a feline predator at night.
Across the centuries comes this exciting story of a modern girl cursed by an ancient legend. The legend of the cat people. Women whose kiss means death. Whose love turns them into vicious, snarling beasts of prey.
I'm no psychologist, but I'm pretty sure that movie's about sex.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
Cat People sounds corny now, but horror movies reflect their times, and they adapt. During the sexual revolution of the 70s, The Stepford Wives came out. During the last economic collapse, zombie movies became popular. So what about this new crop of horror movies? What's keeping us up at night now? For one, job security. Here's a movie called The Belco Experiment, about a company whose workers are under some serious pressure.
All employees, lend me your full attention.
Hey, it's Jesus.
Your chance of survival increases by following my orders. Your task is simply this.
Here's another scary one. Healthcare. Would you believe there are two movies this year about creepy medical facilities? One is called A Cure for Wellness, about a sinister spa. The other stars James Franco as the head of a 19th century hospital. It's called The Institute.
How are you responding to the tonic?
I feel better already. Lighter.
Good. Be warned, you may experience unusually vivid dreams as a side effect of the medication.
All right.
We'll get some rest. We'll be on our first session tomorrow.
Sometimes we don't get to choose our provider. Another release this year tackles an even deeper issue, racism.
Don't open the door.
The director is Jordan Peele, the comedian, but it's a horror film called Get Out. It's about a young black man who goes to meet his white girlfriend's parents.
So how long has this been going on, this thing?
How long?
4 months.
4 months?
Five months, actually.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Attaboy. Better get used to saying that.
Please, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. She's right. I'm wrong.
Tackling these uncomfortable conversations about race and relationships in America resonated with viewers. But all this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll see a new Amityville Horror, a new chapter of Saw, and a new thriller from Sofia Coppola called The Beguiled. It stars Colin Farrell as a man trapped in a house full of women.
My husband wasn't sweet to me. Look how I turned out.
In 2017, your greatest fear might be coming to a theater near you. I'm Rafer Guzman for The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.